Lanky teenagers in black leotards and pink ballet shoes are stretching at a ballet bar. It's the point one class, so these students are learning how to move gracefully on their tiptoes.
It's very taxing on both body and mind.
That's their teacher, Kathleen Boggs.
Okay, we're going to try it a little faster.
Boggs knows ballet well. She understands the dedication it takes to learn its technical moves.
I started dancing when I was 3 years old.
And she knows the Nutcracker particularly well. She was in it herself since she was 5. It takes a lot of work. The local dance studio has been focused on the recital since the first day of classes in September.
The Nutcracker takes more work than any other production because it's a full story. So in addition to every class working on their pieces, there's also solo parts and duets and so many additional parts and entire production that goes into it. So we work on their pieces in class, but then they have to come on Saturdays, we come on evenings, we come on Fridays, and we keep working.
The New Point students will not be on point on stage, but they will be dancing. Although the Nutcracker is a traditional ballet, Petersburg's version includes preschool through high school-aged dancers. With 150 dancers, costumes are a huge part of the production. Dance teacher Kylie Swanson says parents really get involved.
It's wonderful. I have parents who will say, can I help with anything? And I'll, yes, I have some costumes that need help fixed or whatever. Okay, I'll take them on. You know, it's great. Parents are very willing to help with anything they can.
In larger cities, ballet students often do just that, ballet. Boggs grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and by the time she was in middle school, she was going to dance practice 4 days a week.
Just for class, and if I wanted to be a part of the show, we would audition and then have additional rehearsals in the evenings and on Saturdays, aside from our classes.
In Petersburg, the teachers balance their dance classes with what they know students can give. In a small town, kids are often involved in many different things.
We have to work around a lot of other sports and teams and groups and activities and organizations, and it's really stressful to do so, but we support them in being a part of all of those things. That makes it really challenging to have them here, so when they're here, we are demanding of their time and of their concentration and their effort.
Except for Clara. She's the main character in The Nutcracker, and the role requires a special dedication to dance.
We look at the young lady's dancing ability, but also her maturity level and her willingness to accept the challenge.
The dancer makes a commitment to the ballet that lasts the season. She can't be away at sporting events or go on vacation over Thanksgiving. In addition to her own dance classes, she comes to the studio an extra 4 or 5 times a week. And that was just fine for 13-year-old Rose Quitzland.
I'm really excited. It's a lot of work, but it's really fun.
Quitzland was asked to play the part by her teacher on a Sunday, but she couldn't tell her peers until that Wednesday.
So it was really, really hard not to tell my friends because everybody was like, oh my gosh, who's going to be Clara? It was really hard, but I didn't tell anybody.
Swanson made the call. She says it's been wonderful to work with Quitzland.
She's such an intuitive dancer. You know, you tell her to do something and she just whoop, does it, no problem, and makes it beautiful.
Quitzland says she is attracted to dance like she is other art.
I've always really liked drawing and art, and I've done dance since I was 2, so it's another form of art, and I don't know, it's like you get to express yourself in another way.
Quitzland rejoins her peers in front of the room-long mirror and follows her teacher in more dance drills. For her, the effort is worth it when she can make art come to life. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.